From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity, reversing a policy former President Barack Obama's administration announced a year ago. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump said Wednesday that after consultation with his generals and military experts, he was ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. A research group has estimated there are 4,000 transgender personnel in the U.S. military, but Trump did not say what would happen to them. The Pentagon appeared to be caught off guard by Trump's announcement. The Defense Department said it was referring all questions about the change in policy to the White House. The United States announced new sanctions Wednesday against 13 individuals connected to the Venezuelan government and state oil company in an effort designed to dissuade President Nicolas Maduro from implementing a controversial constitutional assembly. A senior official of President Trump's administration said the individuals targeted included high-ranking current and former officials connected to the Maduro regime, including two cabinet ministers, the National Elections Director, the Vice President of Finance for the state-run oil company, and the country's army and police chiefs, among others. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister says Moscow will likely retaliate against the United States for its imposition of new sanctions punishing Russia for interfering in last year's American presidential election. Tuesday, the House of Representatives approved legislation that also expands limits on the president's abilities to ease those penalties. This is VOA News. Science seems to be finally starting to win in the war against HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. But experts gathered at a conference in Paris on the deadly disease say proposed cuts in global funding may delay the final blow. VOA's George Putich reports.
It took 3 decades from the appearance of the first drug for slowing the onset of AIDS to today's drug cocktails that save many of the infected patients from what was inevitable death. The conference on AIDS held this week in Paris reflected optimism about new treatments and concern about proposed cuts in funding, especially by the U.S. government. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo highlighted the lack of funds.
I want to remind you that $7 billion per year is still missing in the fight against AIDS in the world.
In spite of the latest advances, the virus that causes AIDS remains a formidable enemy. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.
A new bout of violence in the Central African Republic, where two Moroccan peacekeepers were killed Tuesday, risks derailing years of efforts to restore a fragile stability, the United Nations is warning. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday condemned the killings of the peacekeepers who were ambushed in the southeast town of Bangazu on Tuesday, just 2 days after another soldier was killed in an attack on the same contingent. The UN chief called on all parties to stop the violence and take action to avoid a further deterioration of what he called the fragile security situation in the country. Afghan security forces on Wednesday safely recovered two Pakistani diplomats weeks after they were abducted in eastern Afghanistan. The men were serving at Pakistan's consulate general in the Afghan city of Jalalabad and traveling back to their country on June 16th when they went missing. No one had claimed responsibility for kidnapping the diplomats. Foxconn, a Taiwanese electronics manufacturer and major supplier to Apple, has announced plans to build a $10 billion plant in the American state of Wisconsin to make LCD display screens. The company supplies Apple with screens for the iPhone. It made the announcement Wednesday as company executives paid a visit to President Trump at the White House. He said at the meeting that the Foxconn commitment was a result of his election win. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA World News headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.